The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. What's the key ingredient to Italian food? I think it's all in the herbs. When you're enjoying your summer dinners of potato salad, pizza, and grilled meats, you can thank some Italian herbs for making them so tasty. While basil gets all the attention, and rightly so, oregano, thyme, and flat-leaf parsley also give Italian food that unmistakable flavor. Oregano and thyme are perennial herbs hardy to zone 5. They can survive the winter in our climate with special care. These herbs grow best in full sun on well-drained, fertile soil. In fact, wet, heavy clay soil is more likely to kill them than a cold winter. Grow Greek oregano and common thyme in raised beds with compost-amended soil. Start harvesting leaves before the plant flowers, when the stems are about 8 inches long, for cooking and drying. Side dress in midsummer with an organic fertilizer to encourage more leafy growth. To overwinter, cover plants in late fall with a mound of bark mulch or grow herbs in pots and bring them indoors. Oregano and thyme make great indoor herb plants when grown in a sunny south-facing window. Italian parsley is also known as flat-leafed parsley. It has a stronger, sweeter flavor than curly parsley, and I love it in salads and soups. Italian parsley is more forgiving of soil and sun conditions than oregano and thyme, and it can also be potted up and brought indoors to enjoy in the winter. It will eventually flower and die, but you can harvest the leaves up until then. Now for this week's tip. In spite of all the rain, believe it or not, many annual flowers and veggies might actually be wilting due to lack of water. The soil is so saturated there's little oxygen in the ground, so the plant roots die, creating a lack of moisture in the plant. Cultivate around plants and remove mulch to help the soil dry out, and your plants should recover. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about bee balm. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.